Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Hopefully, everybody's having a great day today, and weekend is coming around, so you got some nice things prepared for yourself, for your family. Get out and enjoy the warmer weather, right? I know everybody's been looking forward to that. So today, guys, we're talking about our friends and how we need to stop wasting major time with minor people. Now, you guys know I'm not big into canceling everybody. I don't believe in cancel culture and all of that stuff. I'll leave that for the younger folks out there. But there's something to be said about paying attention to who we associate with and how we spend our time. You know, it's really important if you're talking about succeeding, whether you are working in corporate America, you're self-employed, you've got some dreams and aspirations and you want to achieve some things, you know, you need to pay close attention to the people around you. You want to make sure that you surround yourself with those who want to become more, those who are striving to achieve something great, those who empower you, they push you to be better, they make you raise your standards to a higher level. You want to be around people who make you believe in yourself and believe that you can achieve greatness, right? Have people around you who want more out of their lives and want to see you get more out of your own life. Those who are working towards making the world a better place. And, you know, a lot of people may not agree on how that gets done, but you will be able to see somebody's intent. And, you know, the proof will be in the pudding. You want to make sure you have people around you like that. You have to be very, very careful with this, guys. And, you know, I'm telling you, it can happen overnight. You look up and you've spent 10, 15, 20 years interacting with people who they haven't really truly supported you. They haven't been in your corner. And whenever you showed up asking them to support you or donate or give money or help build something, they've always had an excuse or they just disappeared from your life, right? There are a lot of us who experience that. Or, you know, you've got those people who you ask and they disappear, but when they need something, they pop up, right? And I'm talking about your professional endeavors. So, again, be very, very careful who you do these things with. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do today, guys, is I wanted to share a part of a lecture from Eric the Preacher. Some of you guys are definitely familiar with Eric the Preacher. I wanted to share part of a lecture that he gave on being around successful people and being around successful friends. You know, a lot of us, we want people in our corner. A lot of us grow up with certain people and we say, hey, that's my guy. I want my guy to come with me in this. And maybe your guy's not prepared to go there. He's not the person that's supposed to make that journey with you. And Eric the Preacher has something to say about that. So, guys, sit back and take a listen, you know. And if you have any thoughts about it, you can always DM us on Instagram. You can DM us on Twitter. Leave a comment on the website at tbgmen.com. If you'd like to see the entire video from Eric the Preacher, you can view that also on our website as well. So until next time, guys, sit back and enjoy. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.
I can meet your top 3 to 4 friends and tell you everything about your life. All right? I'm being real. So you look at LeBron. Remember LeBron wasn't winning no championships? Bron was killing it. I'm talking about Bron was killing the game. One of the best that ever do it. Bron was murder. And the reason why there's a debate, I really feel like my heart of hearts, even though, you know, I grew up in the Jordan era, I'm just going to be real. Jordan probably, if he wouldn't have retired, would have won 8. But if Bron hadn't left Miami, he probably had 8 right now, just keeping it 100. But when Bron wasn't winning, it wasn't because of Bron. Bron wasn't winning because of the people that were around him. And I'm not dogging nobody out. I ain't no basketball player. You know, I can't hold water to them boys. But I still know that when Bron went to Miami, he was with Wade. When Bron went to Miami and he was with Bosh, he was killing the game. You know, Bron last year with AD, with Bron was with the right Cleveland Cavaliers, Kyrie Irving, right, Love. Like, yo, my man won championships. So the reality is you can only do so much by yourself, right? But if you a winner and you around winners, KD, Kyrie, Harden, Blake. I mean, you could go on and on. Like, they murdering the game right now. Why? Because you got 3-4 people that can put up at any time. You feel me? So I'm saying to you, don't, all right, that we went to middle school together, elementary school together, high school together, we went to college together. Bro, that stuff is over with. Like, stop picking people geographically. I'm just being real. Stop picking people because they from your neighborhood. Stop picking people because they went to the same school you went to. Like, what are your goals? What are your dreams? Hang out with those people. When Braun was with Miami, he's like, we're going to win 4, 5, 6, 7. And he could have done, he left. He stayed, I promise you. He had did what, 2 out of 4? Come on, they was on a roll, y'all. So it's not just about you working hard. It's not just about you being great. It's not just about you giving 120. It's about the people you're running with. And I know a lot of you, the reason why you run with the people you run with, even though you know you need a new circle of influence, like you know you need to hang out with a different group in order, you want some loyalty stuff. Let it go. Be loyal to yourself. Just being real. Be loyal to yourself. Be loyal to you first. It doesn't mean you can't be loyal to others, but you need to be loyal to yourself first. Like, there was a time in my life where I wasn't as beneficial for my wife as I am now. Just being real, I was a high school dropout. I didn't have a GED at that time. I don't have nowhere to stay. You know, I'm working at McDonald's on Finkel and Wild. I was just, come on, y'all. My girl was like handling school, knew what her dreams and goals were. She was accepted into college, finished high school. I took me 12 years to get a 40 degree. I wasn't really making that kind of bread. I was working at the Olive Garden. I had a job, not a career, right? But now we killing the game. Why? Because my wife is a beast. Always has been academically. Always had taken care of business. But she got to drag me. She was carrying me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Like, I'm a grown man. She carrying me around. Why? Because I'm not handling my business. But now it's a different story. Now that I'm number one at what I do, and she killing the game at what she does, we're able to accomplish more. All right, I want to read this to y'all. This is deep. All right, look at this quote real quick. All right, I'm going to read it to you. Look at this quote. Never apologize, ever. Never apologize for living high standards. You got dreams, you got goals. Don't do that. Don't feel bad because the people in your circle of influence, the people that, you know, you running with, they don't got no dreams and goals. And you feel like, well, I don't want nobody think I'm all of that. I don't want nobody think, you know, I'm a goody two-shoe. I don't want nobody think I think I'm better. No, you're not better than nobody, but you're better off. I'm not better than nobody because I got a PhD, but I'm better off. I'm not better than anybody because, you know, I know what my career is, but I'm better off than a person who don't have a career. I'm not better than. I'm not a better human. I'm not a better father. You feel me? I'm not a better person, but I'm better off because financially there are things that I can do. Why? Because I decided to go ahead and get those high academic standards. So we're not better than. We're better off. Don't ever forget that. People who really, come on, y'all, want to be in your life will rise up to meet your high standards. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So do me a huge favor. Do an inventory for me. Who you hanging out with this summer? Who you calling friend? What are y'all doing? What's y'all dreams and goals? Look, I ain't tripping at y'all playing video games, but is that all y'all doing? I ain't tripping at y'all, you know what I'm saying, bringing the top back, you know what I'm saying, or taking the top off, depending on what you got, or rolling the windows down, or bumping the sounds, and bouncing in the neighborhood, going to the basketball game, going to the football, you know what I'm saying, going to the movies, you know, taking a little vacation, like going out to eat, like I ain't tripping, like I going to the mall, getting fresh, ain't nobody fresh, like, why, because I'm so fresh and so clean, like I ain't mad, but if that's all y'all doing, if y'all ain't legally chasing that paper, if y'all ain't legally chasing your dreams and goals, if y'all ain't legally, like, you trying to make it to the league, if y'all ain't running together, hitting those weights together, hitting those smoothies together, if y'all ain't got going to college, y'all ain't got y'all plan together, stacking y'all dough together so when you get to college, you feel me? Like, what kind of friend is that if all y'all doing is entertainment, if all y'all doing is getting in trouble? You know, and I don't mean like go to jail trouble. You know what I mean? Just being mischievous kind of trouble. If that's all y'all doing is on those controllers all day, come on, man. What kind of friend is that? I want a friend that, yeah, we're going to be able to talk about high school. We're going to talk about college, but we're going to talk about it from a yacht, or we're going to talk about it, you know, from a cruise where we're on a cruise ship for 10, 15 days. We're going to talk about it on our private jet, or we're going to talk about it in first class, or we're going to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. We're going to talk about it when we blow up. We living in a gated community. When we, you know what I'm saying? Living, swimming pool. Like we doing it big. All right. So friends, like real friends. How many of us have them? Friends, the ones we can depend on to help us to get from where we are to where we're going. Hey, once again, it's your boy ET. Do an inventory of your friends. All right. Do an inventory of yourself. Surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people with goals, dreams. Surround yourself with people who are trying to do something, right? Because here's the reality. You hang with 9 broke people, my mom used to say, you're going to be the 10th. Why? Because if you got money and you hanging with 9 broke people, they're going to be, oh, can you give me the number 10? Can you give me the number 9? You got to carry them. You got to baby them. You got to take care of them wherever y'all go. Or if they broke and you broke, then how anybody else going to get any money? So it don't matter if you got money or you broke. You're hanging around 9 broke people, you're bound to be the 10th. But imagine you're hanging around 9 wealthy people, successful people, people who got dreams and goals. You're probably going to be the 10th. Hey, it's your boy ET. Small steps, great distances. Now you know.